And we continue with the reader's reading from earlier on God's newly created light and the four newly created intermediary lights. And the voice of the divine presence spoke to the man's soul, saying, "At the second coming, God has conferred upon the whole of creation the newly created light of his divine presence and will as a sign of redemption and as a prelude to the final renewal when all things will be restored to the unified state of God's first advent. The conception of the light of God's presence and will, a conceiving by the supreme binding power of creation, is a new act that renovates the whole of creation by the manifestation of the four newly created intermediary lights, the four lesser lights. The first intermediary light is the enlightening image of God's presence, signaling for union of all spirits which are separate from God and exist in the generated world of darkness. The second intermediary light is the word of God's will, calling for unity of all spirits which are separate from God and exist in the generated world of darkness. The third intermediary light is the image of the divine presence and the word of the divine will incarnate in the sun and the stars of material dimensions marked with the cross of enlightenment as a signal call to all spirits which are separate from God and exist in material worlds generated out of darkness. The fourth intermediary light is the image of the eight appearances and the word of eight aspects incarnate in the Son of the world, marked with the cross of enlightenment, as a signal call to all human spirits which are separate from God and exist on earth, generated out of darkness. And the voice of the divine presence instructed the man's soul in the meaning of the image of the eight appearances and the word of the eight aspects to be given to the ordained of God's ministry. The voice further said, God has sanctified that apportioned generation of creation under scission and luxation by the four intermediary lights and by the four willful acts of divine love, goodness, mercy, and grace. A divine communion, non-existent before the manifestation of the lights, is established between spirits and the Godhead. God communes with spirits, giving them life of soul by means of the image and the divine presence and the word of the divine will. Souls are nourished by the transfiguring image. God becomes knowable by the translatable word. The generation becomes dissolution by evolution, is restored by the redeeming power of God's great heavenly light in manifest form. Divine order is legally established. The firstborn of the Creator descends into the realms of matter by the appearance of the four intermediary lights. God has impregnated the Son at his second advent, ushering into the world divine reason, which is accessible to wayward souls. God's declaratory and intelligible light, as Messias, is the sole intermediary between matter and spirit, manifest in the parturient Son, waiting to deliver the human spirit, which reflects the image and the word. Humanity must needs evolutionize to a creative understanding of the descent of the image of God's presence and the word of God's will in the four intermediary lights. God's redeeming light of salvation is shed as an act of love, but that love needs to be returned to God by the human spirit, wherein it manifests as surely as it does in the messianic light of the sun. Salvation of the human spirit is not attained by faith or belief in the former ways, revealed by the prophets and founders of religions, nor by their canonical texts and scriptures, nor by the intellectual acceptance of published or written law, nor by the moral codes, rules, ordinances, or sacraments of these older and diversified dogmas. Salvation is attained by the union of the Spirit with the image of the presence and the word of God's will under divine law. By the manifestation of the lights, God is made intelligible to the human spirit that is confined to material life without purpose, a life that serves the way of the generation of darkness. But God is only made intelligible to those spirits made souls by the living of the way as revealed to the Church of the Second Advent, established by the will of God and blessed by the divine presence. The races of the earth, under the dominion of secular governments that are derisive or tolerant of religion, cannot know of God's Second Advent and the way unless instructed. Though God's light shines on the righteous and wicked alike, no human spirit sees the image or hears the word of the divine presence manifest in the lights unless it first evolutionizes by the living of the way. The races of the earth discern religion as a matter of faith or trust in the deity whom they worship according to rites preserved from ancient times. Priesthoods and ministers of orthodox denominations, grown rich at the expense of the peoples, claim sole authority to speak in the name of God. This is a self-proclaimed right, not a right given by authority of the true God. The peoples believe that large congregations, wealth and riches, temporal holdings, lavish edifices, embellished ritual, and sonorous litany denote authority of the kingdom of God. Such have betrayed God and falsified doctrine. The newer sects, churches, and religions interpret scripture privately and wrangle among themselves. They oscillate in belief. They preach that there is unity in disunity, that God is the author of confusion, and that divine law can be taken into one's own hands. Such have plundered the peoples of the world for riches, fame, and power, and have abandoned the true faith as revealed by the holy ones and the ministering angels. Such institutions and individuals break down religion, giving over the people into the hands of secular institutions and civil authorities that erode the human spirit and moral and ethical order. Ultimately, civil authority will also seize religion. Therefore, the peoples of the earth must be enlightened on the meaning and purpose of true religion as an instrument of God on earth. God is the only power able to settle the disputes among religions and secular governments. Only He is able to turn the races and nations to a unified and true way. God is the originator of the four intermediary lights, the true instructors of the human race that shine out of the greater light of God's presence and manifest in the Son and in the human spirit. God therefore establishes the true religion, autonomous and free from the hold of the secular powers of the world, independent from the orthodox religions, a self-governing community of ordained ministers immune from civil restraints. God wills that the obdurate nations and religions not intervene or interfere with the internal affairs of this religion, that it be granted unrestricted freedom of movement to instruct the peoples of every nation of the world, be allowed to settle in every land, and be given the right to hold temporal possessions and its own allodial lands as sacred, sovereign holdings of the true religion and its religious orders, free from any secular regulation. God further wills that every human being be given the right of access to God's true religion through an institution of spiritual learning for the advancement of the human race and its benevolent application of the intelligible spiritual energy manifest in the four intermediary lights. Vow to God, the ordained are as patrons, benefactors, and friends of all nations and all peoples. They are the guardians and custodians of the way. They are the teachers and revealers of divine law. As supreme lawmaker of the creation, God has given the way of the law to be lived by people everywhere. The way and the law are not to be disputed, nor are secular authorities given the right to interfere with people and their right to accept the way and the law and form themselves into lawful spiritual communities under the natural and supernatural powers of the new creation. The respective laws of the lands of the races are shaped by lawgivers of society for the sake of civil order and civil justice, thus preserving the rights and customs of the people. However, these human laws do not take into consideration the new shaping of the world under the natural and supernatural laws now in effect at the second advent and manifestation of the four intermediary lights. And we will now proceed to the blessings.